Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another evening of Jay Bird Watching. I am Craig Borden, your host. Jason Lyons with me this evening. How are we doing,
back, my friend? Back from regular life, taking me away from this makeup life that we have here in Blue Jay land.
Well, we're going to pretend we're playing fantasy baseball tonight a little bit. Jason. So there's the fun of what we can have fun with this show tonight, because there's plenty of rumors to talk about. There's plenty of free agents, especially some new ones that nobody really thought might be free agents. So it's going to be a fun talk. So, but anyways, let's kick things off in the right direction here. Have you heard anybody's name in that free agent world that you are dying to talk about this evening?
Well, I mean, I feel like there's a lot. There's some doors that have been closed on a few, you know, on one of the big name pitchers. But it's interesting to see, you know, how all these sort of weird side X, just X, while ago X Jays are now all kind of trying to fight their way back to the Jays, or at least expressing interest in the Jays. I think probably still, you know, one of my most interesting is Cody Bellinger. You know, but bounce back player of the year. You know, I've always thought that he was an outstanding ball player, you know, in the field and at the plate. You know, you got to hope that if you do take a chance on him, it's not every 2 year Cody, which, you know, unfortunately he was there. But I mean, I feel like he looks like he's training. He looks like he's in better shape. If you follow his social medias, he seems to be in a very good headspace. And you know, there's a few of those guys out there that are the real big prizes of this offseason. And I feel like, I mean, other than Nola, who we'll talk about in a bit, I feel like he's one of the prizes out of the whole group. You know, lefty bat, smashes the ball. He can play every outfield position. He can play first. You know, he's got a huge upside and he's still quite young. So, you know, that's probably my big window watcher is Cody Bellinger.
Yeah. The funny thing that you mentioned, the other one, and this is the gentleman, I guess we'll just kick this conversation off of, was Aaron Nola. I was really, really liking the fact that, first off, Aaron Nola isn't a crazy pricey name, but he is a super good name. And to that point, I forget what it was, 7 years, 100 or something like that?
Somewhere around there. I mean, I was sort of listening today to a couple of the different, you know, guys talking about these deals, and I guess they feel like the Phillies really scored with this deal with Nola. I think Blake Snell is probably going to be looking at somewhere around the 5 year, you know, probably 30 to 32 million a year. So, I mean, it's interesting because these guys are all kind of the same age group. And then you jump to a secondary age group where, you know, you've got your Stromans and your Scherzers and some few other guys like that, that they're certainly not going to get, you know, big, huge, massive, like 8 year, 7 year, 9 year, like Yamamoto's asking for.
Twos, threes.
Can we talk about that for one quick second? This Yoshi Yamamoto. His agent saying he won't take anything less than a 9-year deal. Sorry, what?
I guess he's going to have fun playing in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, that might be the case. But, I mean, you know how the – I mean, that again, you know, we're going to talk about Ohtani, but that might be part of the Ohtani factor. Like, people do know who this guy is, but, I mean, his numbers are idiotic. And if he can –
And to that point, he also has the World Baseball Classic in his feather in his hat, too.
Right, so
he did really well during that.
Yeah, I mean, if you start to look – you know, the Phillies, if you were going to hitch your hat on a team for the next number of years to probably at least challenge, if not win one or two, I mean, you got to think Phillies start to finish. They've got five of the top starters in the majors. They've got some of the best position players you can out there, all locked in, all at good money. I mean, that they kind of look like the Jays light that, you know, like, or the Jays look like the Phillies light, sorry, I guess. But, you know, I feel like if the Jays can take a few signs, and I mean, is Cody Bellinger Bryce Harper? No. But I will say, you know, and one of the other ones that I think it would behoove us to talk about today is Mike Trout. So now there's a lot of grumblings about Trout. One of them was to the Phillies, actually. I saw the package that the Phillies apparently – now, we could be talking fantasy baseball again here, Craig. This may be...
I might as well name the name of the show that, but it could
be complete crap.
Showing me the money.
They're talking about Castellano, two other pitching prospects, and a lot of money. I think it was like $20 million.
Dumpster full of money.
Yeah, just – but, I mean, can you imagine – just wait for a second and think about Mike Trout and Bryce Harper playing on the same baseball team. Like,
I think I watched my fantasy baseball team in like circa 7 years.
Yeah, like I could flip on the PS4 here right now and we could draft up a team and it probably wouldn't be good as the reality of Mike Trout basically landing anywhere other than Anaheim. But I mean, there's five or six places where if that cat lands, and I mean, the Jays not to, you know, poke it. They do need a third baseman, don't they? They do need a center fielder, don't they? You know, like, I mean, you could really start to make some waves with a couple way deal between, you know, if the Phillies are looking to move some of their talented guys.
Correct. I mean,
you know, the Angels have the money now, you know, and I, you know, again, we're going to talk about Ohtani, but you know, it's fantasy baseball times 1,000 right now and very exciting stuff out there.
Correct. And to hear the weird things that we've been hearing is the crazier piece to that puzzle, but we're going to get to that in a few moments. So let's talk what did happen. Aaron Nola does sign with the Phillies. And from what everybody had been saying in baseball, Jason, that wasn't his best deal. He just saw himself as a Philly. Like it was a good, like somewhere in the ballpark, of like $10 million difference or something like that too.
But if you listen, so the other guy that then comes into that conversation is Blake Snell, who's a chronically loyal guy to the teams he plays for. So, I mean, he didn't want to leave Milwaukee. And then when he gets to San Diego, he's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever done in my whole life. And then they can't afford him now. So wherever he goes, Snell is going to throw. I mean, he gets right into the community. He has an amazing baseball camp down in Washington State. So you can see where I'm leading here. If I was to put a front runner on Blake Snell, it's got to be the Mariners. He has ties to Washington
State. To that point, you missed the fact that maybe the Rays do bring him back for a camp. You said Milwaukee.
I did. Rays.
Yes, but Rays could throw some money and really
they could
out that.
The other one that
honestly,
the other team that might surprise us in this offseason is the Marlins. I mean, they are struggling and they have nothing but money and young talent. I mean, they're going to start to swing for the fences for some of these big names. I mean, they need a catcher terribly. Like I think their top prospect was number 62 overall 2 years ago or something like that. Hasn't had a scratch.
Their actual catcher.
Yeah. And I mean,
Jacob Stallings is a free agent.
Yeah. He hit under his weight.
Fox 90.
can't do that. So, I mean, again, that there's a lot. I mean, there's so many options. I mean, there's not a lot of catchers out there that are available. I mean, I would think the Jays are in a pretty good position right now. They've got Jano for another year. They've got Kirky locked up till 2026, but he then becomes a pretty good piece of trade bait. Right. You know, there's a lot of teams. His bat got hot at the end. The Jays can sell on that, which is great. And I like Kirk, but I would also like to see him in another uniform with a player coming back that helps us out.
I think that's where the Blue Jays get that other pitcher from. I really do.
Maybe.
If you look at what the Marlins have a ton of young pitching with a lot of upside.
Yeah.
They're all hitting at once. So you talk about trading from a strength to fill in another piece for them. That would be, I think, where they're having to look. And the Blue Jays have two of the better catchers when they're both healthy in baseball and not really a need for both. I think it's hilarious we're having the same conversation another offseason in a row. But if the Blue Jays want to do what I think they want to do, that DH spot doesn't have the other of those two gentlemen in it.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I think that even if we're not, you know, I know that some of our fans have said stop talking about Shohei, but we're going to talk about Shohei. And I mean, if he doesn't make, you know, if he doesn't make your DH spot just the most frightening thing ever, then there's other guys that do. Like, not, I mean, Bellinger is available out there, but I mean, Juan Soto, I mean, there's guys out there that they can get that if you don't want them to have to play their position every day. Like, Brandon Belt was great this year. I love Brandon Belt. Captain, thank you very much for your services this year. But I mean, if you can put a real nightmare in that DH spot, you know, it changes everything. Because look at the Phillies. Like, they couldn't pitch to their DH, because if you did, he hit it into the, you know, into the club seats in the 300s, and he knew he was going to do it. So, I mean, it's there's a lot of guys out there, and like I said, the Jays, it's they've got to be so smart this year, because if they screw this up, we're going to be in it for a couple of years. You know, and the things that frighten me here, we'll go with a few of the things that frighten me. The fact that they're talking to what's his name, Donaldson. Like, please don't.
For the love of God, no.
Just please don't. You know,
I and love then, Josh Donaldson, 2016, 2015.
Yeah, and then
I
also,
can't say I love his attitude since then.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that scares me is the Manoah thing. You know, at this point right now, the Jays are dead silent on what's wrong with Manoah. And I mean, you and I both know it's more than what's showing on the outside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you look at trading him?
The only thing we've heard is that he is going to have a quote unquote front running spot at the moment come spring training.
Right.
Define what the hell that means, my friend.
Well, how do you go from
it doesn't pull the problem out?
Yeah. How do you go from the all-star, you know, your all starter at the all-star game to being sent down to the minors and not reporting? And then the expectation is what, that you're going to play, you're just going to walk back onto the team and be like, hey guys, remember me? Like, no, you're not. And you know, if you keep giving up taters and you're not hitting your spots, then your only spot is in Buffalo. And if you don't want to do that, then go do it somewhere else. You know, I've heard through the grapevine, you know, tapping my sources here, that the Cardinals are quite interested in, Alec Manoah, my good friend Ken Rosenthal. I read this online. You know,
I like your swords.
Yeah, he is saying that the Jays are, you know, super open to a trade. The names that they're mentioning are, you know, like they've got the Cardinals have some young talent that has hit the skids. Tyler O'Neill went from being one of the most productive outfielders in the league to, I mean, he can't hit with either part of the bat. Dylan Larson, same, another, you know, great talent that just can't seem to get the motor running and it seems, I know we've had a direct trade line with the Cards
rather regularly for many years.
When did we switch? We switched from Pittsburgh to the Cardinals.
Colby Rasmus, Randy Gritch.
So,
just keep going.
I mean, Nootbaar, Donovan, Larson, Tyler O'Neill. I mean, at this point right now, I might even take, who's the mascot for the Cards? I might even take him for Manoah, you know, just to sort of settle things. And then at least the Jays know they can go hunting for a number five starter.
Yeah, I don't think that's stopping them looking for that number five
no,
start.
No, I don't think so either.
And to that point, the fact that they had been linked to the Yamamoto thing, I don't know if it was – I'm sure it was probably more the kicking the tires thing. Blue Jays fans are all too familiar with this whole the guy's coming over from Japan thing.
Yeah.
Or coming from some other country thing. I go back to Adrolis Chapman. When he came and broke into the majors, the Blue Jays were one of the finalists. Then there was a point where apparently we had Yu Darvish. Apparently Yu Darvish was a Blue Jay for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, not.
You know what? Maybe the Jays should just go after Sid Finch and make it a full, full sweep there.
There you go. So the other fun things about this offseason, too, I think you hit some of the nails on the head there a few minutes ago. I think there's more teams in this free agent market than we've had in years past. I do think that the Marlins are going to spend some money. I think the Rays know they're going to get a new goddamn home finally and are going to throw some money at this thing.
Yep.
I really think they're going to want to drum up some bids for that new ballpark in a couple of years.
Got to fill those boxes. To
start now with a team that's already very good. Yeah. They're going to throw a brick of money, I think, this offseason. And I don't think anybody's going to see it coming. I think they'll land somebody like Sonny Gray or somebody like that this offseason.
I don't disagree with you. I think that they've got some fairly big expectations. They're trying to prove to Major League Baseball that they actually have a fan base, which, I mean, we'll see. It's not like they were filling the barn when it was a dump. So we'll see if they I know exactly. And then there's a lot of teams with money, Craig. Like, I mean, we're looking at probably some, and these are strange teams with money. Like the Dodgers haven't had money in years. Like the last time they had money, they got Mookie. So I mean, is it out of the realm of possibility for the Dodgers to go after both Shohei and Mike Trout?
It is another, down.
groundbreaking. The Giants. The Giants have nothing but money right now, and they have tons of holes. They've got great young players. I feel like this could really, really be an intense offseason starting now. Nola was the first shoe. I feel like a few more will drop, and then you're going to start to see some madness. Hopefully. When do pitchers and catchers report? We're already talking about that. Was that February or something like that?
February 16th or something. All right,
let's get it going here. Let's get fired up.
Month of December is usually the main part of the hot stove. Yeah. So we'll see what happens between now and Christmas.
I'll be doing my dailies from Maui for a little bit, which is good.
There you go. You might be okay with that. Meanwhile, I'm actually off this week from work and I'm sitting in New York where it was 0 degrees today. So,
well, it was actually quite nice here. And we've had a stretch of really beautiful weather, which scares me because what's coming behind it is usually a deluge of epic proportions. But apparently it's a La Nina this year. And so that means less rain, warmer temperatures, almost no snow, but the mountains will get hammered. So, it's only $300 bucks for a lift ticket at Whistler now. So get on up there with your kids. That's a $2,000 day.
Yeah. So then there's some other guys that might be interesting too, that might be quote unquote free in trades too. Did you know that apparently Dylan Cease is being dangled?
Yeah. It's funny when you said
that's still a very interesting one.
I do too. When you said earlier about the guys who've been waived, I hadn't actually taken a good solid look at who has been waived and who hasn't. The list is incredible. There's gems. We could get Rowdy Tellez back. There's a former
ace of staff on there, too. I know. Brandon Woodruff. And to your point, fellow Milwaukee Brewer, Rowdy Tellez. So I would like to talk on the Brandon Woodruff thing a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a guy that started game one of the playoffs for the Milwaukee Brewers a few years ago and crushed. But Brandon Woodruff is a guy, Jason, that is, I can't say buy low because he's not in the downside of his career. I'd say he's in the median part, but obviously plagued by injuries this last year. And the Brewers couldn't do anything with qualifying him or anything because he was hurt so much last year. This was just a move that they can make to get him out of their payroll and everything and get it done.
So is he good to go? Cause he did have surgery in October. Yeah.
I believe so, but to that point, I would think it might be in that ballpark of what we kind of got out of
Ryu.
Now Ryu and the gentleman that was out of our bullpen that was the Yankee. I forget his name off the top of my head right now.
Oh,
not reliever. Mitch White.
Yeah, I know. It'll come to me in a minute.
Green.
Chad Green. yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Woodruff is really interesting. People at home, if you go look this guy up, oof, he's a beast.
Yeah, oof. I'm trying to find out what he had going on.
Well,
than the fact that apparently he has tons of interest. Like we were talking about, but
he's got an arbitration next year where he should be arbitrating up to about $12 million. Which
steal
is
for very, a year if you can get him under that.
Very low. If anybody gets him, I mean, I'm sure they'll be able to secure him for the year, but then I mean he'll be a $20 million guy if he can stay healthy.
Correct. And like you said, buy a single season out of him. He made $10 million or just under $11 million his last season with the Brewers. And like you said, just a guy that can deal. And he's got experience in October is what I like about it. And he's exactly 30. So he'll be 31 by the season rolls around, but that's not the worst thing. And he had no miles on his arm last year. He only got in, 67 innings last year. And was really damn good in those 67 innings.
Yeah, crazy good.
Produced a 2.4 WAR, 5 wins, 2.2 ERA.
Yeah.
It's, and didn't even give a walk or a hit per inning.
Well, and you gotta wonder. So, if the Brewers are willing to walk away from that, I wonder if his injury is more, more severe than we know about, or they know, you know, or if they're just not willing to take a chance on him coming back at full gun, right? I mean,
I don't think they wanted to pay him.
Right. Who does?
Simple. Right now, in the midst of this whole thing, they still got that crazy contract for Christian Yelich. They dumped money clearly with Rowdy Tellez too. So yeah, there's another piece to that puzzle. But on that note, Brandon Woodruff would be a steal for a team. And, you know, he can't be too bad if Alex Anthopoulos and the Atlanta Braves are already the ones nearly kicking in the door.
Yeah, to get
an appointment with him. He can only be so hurt. I'm perfectly fine stealing another one of AA's wants from him in his career. I think I'd make it happen, get him over here. He can't hurt. And then to your point, that would offset the Manoa thing and some of these things to push that rotation out a little bit deeper. And you don't have to rely on him or pushing Ricky Tiedemann too early would be the other alternative, I think, really internally anyways.
Yeah. It's like you said, there's a lot of very, 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 very interesting names. It'd be like, I often think like in Moneyball when they're sitting down and, they've got the board there and he starts raiming off names. He just throws guys
an ugly girlfriend
and they're like David Justice, or in Major League when she hands out the sheets and she goes, I think that guy's dead. Well, then scratch him off the list, you know, no end to the amount of people that you might want to take a flyer on this year. And, I think we'd be remiss to not mention as well that it looks like the Las Vegas A's are going to be a thing, huh?
100% now. It's not just a rumor anymore. They actually legit had the owners meeting. Las Vegas A's are happening in the next few years.
And I
apologize, Oakland fans. That really sucks, but I'm not sure.
Go. You know what? Oakland fans, go. Go to the stadium. Like, don't come. Don't start coming with 6 months left and be like, oh, here, we're here. We're still here. Don't do that. You got to support.
William showed up last year.
I mean, look, take it from us. We lost the Grizzlies, and we supported the hell out of them. I mean, there was lots of sellouts. There was lots of people that were very engaged. You couldn't get they were sold out on their luxury boxes. Like, I mean, we wanted the Grizzlies to stay, and Stu Jackson said, you're not going to have them. And so now Oakland's going to lose that team. I hope they stay green. It's going to be hard for them to stay green. I think you're going to see the Golden Knights colors type of thing, like a gold.
To that point, just think of this. They're going to have money for the first time ever too, because if they're moving to that new ballpark, all that revenue from getting people, you think Vegas is going to skip on all the freaking anything else? No. They're going to have money to wazoo.
Vegas is now showing every other city in the entire world how to do sports. They are crushing it. And if they bring a basketball team in there, they will be one of the sporting hubs of the world. They're talking about getting an MLS team in there. They're talking about the possibility of having, when they get that MLS team, having soccer teams from Europe come over and play. Yep. They botched the F1 this weekend. I'm not an F1 guy, but lots of my friends are. And I mean, if you've got the cars coming down the strip and redlining in eighth gear, there's something wrong with your race. I mean, it's too, you know, you're blowing engines and it's not, it's, you know, it's silly, but you know, to that point, if you, you know, I don't know if you've ever been and seen the Aviators Stadium where they would play. I from what I can understand, right, it's there. Phenomenal. It is beautiful. Right beside the Golden Knights practice facility. And they're trying to turn that area of Vegas into a, like when you drive up into it, it looks like Beverly Hills. They've got it all like lit and
like sports really mecca at that point.
Cool outdoor malls. And I spent most of my time the last time I was in Vegas off the strip up there just because it was, there was more interesting stuff going on.
And all the new stuff, like you're pointing out.
Yeah. So, and I mean,
did you go to the Sphere?
The Sphere was not finished when we were there. It was like a month away or a month and a half away. I was really weirded out by the golf with the thing, what the Sphere watching. But I mean, it's a really cool addition to a city Vegas has its goods and its bads, obviously. I've been there a lot, and so I don't have the draw to it as much as I did back then. I've taken my kids a couple of times, and I mean, I think that they think part of it is fun. But I've learned that there's lots of other, like that area by Red Rock there is so cool. There's so much stuff going on. You don't have to worry about, you know, like you don't have to worry about panhandlers, and you don't have to worry about, you know, like people hunting you down in the casino and stuff like that. It's a totally different vibe out there. There are casinos out there if you want to gamble, and you know, there's great restaurants and, you know, so I think that it's a great move for the Oakland A's. I think it's a great move for their fans who don't live in Oakland. But you know, to tack on to the Raiders and then, you know, to maybe get a basketball team, you give Vegas 5 years, they'll be what Macau is to gambling. They'll be to sports. They'll be a destination sport for every, they'll have live golf there. They'll have PGA tour events there. They're not dumb. The city's made of gold for a reason.
Yep. There is that, but the reason I bring out the Sphere thing is actually that's how I found out about the Oakland A's moving officially.
Right, I saw that. Yeah.
I was scrolling through my Twitter, and that thing's sporting green and yellow all over.
Yeah.
So, but to that point, I do think that for baseball, it might not be a bad thing. I'm sorry, Oakland, but it is what it is, I guess, at this point. It was going to happen one way or the other. The owners were never going to vote that down, no matter what the hell you
No,
we're hoping. So I just hope at the end of the day that they finally do find a home and keep moving, or keep these teams from moving all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's, you know, I think the Raiders are the storyline though. Like, I mean, the Raiders were able to land, get a beautiful stadium and get a huge following. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to go back to LA. None of that stuff is happening ever again, I don't think, but you're right. The A's deserve a home. And they deserve to start getting paid like a regular baseball team so we can see regular baseball out of them.
And I want to see them win. Going back I really there. Do. And that's not just because of the money ball stuff and everything. I want to see competitive baseball and watching their team do what they did last year. I'm sorry to say that was a good 2 weeks where they went on that one run and that was about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jason, let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that is the Blue Jays have been quote-unquote by that same gentleman that you said, Ken Rosenthal, says that the Blue Jays appear to be a possible sleeper for Shohei Ohtani, and he's not like certain other people that just say these things for the shit and giggle of it to get attention. John Morosi. So I kind of love to hear this kind of thing, but I'm taking it with a grain of salt. But then I happen to be really diving into it. Other than the fact that it would obviously be a good thing because he's a hell of a ball player, but there actually might be a little bit of smoke to that fire. Have you looked at the amount of money that the Blue Jays have coming off their books with Chapman, Ryu, and so on and so forth, that they actually kind of have almost that $45 million already in hand?
I would call it a crap ton. Some people call that a crap ton of money.
Yeah. And there's no way of saying it other than that.
Yeah.
And he is going to get a crap ton of money.
Cool. Maybe more than a crap ton.
Might be a double crap ton.
Maybe.
I might even get two shits of a crap ton. So, but anyways, on that note, he's the only baseball player that's done on any level what he's been doing. And the only person that comes to mind that anybody can even think of, the last person that did this at this level was Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I mean, he's a unique individual that will, he will change. I thought it would have already happened by now where there would be another Ohtani by now. I know that one kid out of LSU that got drafted this year has the same acumen. He can throw in the 90s and he's an everyday baseball player too. I thought by now we would see even a couple of the offshoot teams take a chance on some wing nut that they, you know, they saw in their minor leagues throw a warm-up session or something. And they were like,
yeah,
you can pitch, come on and let's see. But
well, it's, even look at the Cincinnati Reds. Hunter Green was that same situation.
Yep. Yeah.
Hunter Green is nothing but a major league pitcher at this point.
And it's interesting because I read a thing. Now, it could have been complete bullcrap, but did Kikuchi not have dinner with Ohtani? Or was that?
I give you 50-50. That's one of those wonderful things that it was like everybody and their brother all of a sudden was having dinner with Ohtani on.
I love the internet. Yeah, the internet's the best. Never lies to you. But either
it
way,
it was never confirmed by any valued source, yeah. But it was one of those things that caught fire on the internet. And I'm like, okay, great, fine.
I think
and one of the you hear a week later, Rosenthal say something.
Yeah. I think and one of the other things
he gave it some clout.
Yeah, one of the other things you got to keep in mind with the potential for the Jays, I feel like they are a sleeper in the Ohtani. I feel like the Dodgers are the front runners by quite a bit. That being said, I feel like the Mariners and the Jays are in there as well. I feel like the reason that the Jays might be a real serious sleeper is, do you not think that if the Jays present themselves as Canada's team, Ohtani wants to go? I mean, he then becomes the Japanese representation of the entirety of the country, basically. And he's crushing it. They can have games in Vancouver. They can have events all over the place. And he becomes his level of fame goes from where it's at right now, which he's pretty famous. And when he goes back to Japan, boom, he blows up when he gets to Japan. Right now, if you put him on the Jays, he then pole vaults above Connor McDavid. He pole vaults above anybody on the Jays that's, you know, sort of Vladdy, Bo,
Canadian.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sports star at that
he point. Is the Canadian sports star. And you know, I know that guys like Shohei, even though he, you know, has always been very even keeled, he stuck with the you know, he never forced a trade or any of that stuff with the Angels. I feel like this is the kind of thing that means something to him. This is the kind of thing, like Ichiro's legacy in Seattle, right? Like, he did leave at the very end for some reason, I don't know why, but his legacy in Seattle was just that. It was unbelievable. The following, like, still, when you go down to a Mariners game and you see the amount of Japanese people that are still rocking Ichiro jerseys, It's nuts.
He's left. You see it all the time on TV.
Yeah, an indelible mark on that city. And what Shohei could do is he could do the same with a country. He could be the like I said, I mean, he could be more famous than McDavid in a country that likes hockey way more than they do baseball. But
valid point.
It's out there. It's out there. I already bought a jersey. So, I mean.
Yeah, you just rifled it out for the shit and giggle of it. So I get where you're going there too, but I think there was some other contrary or other things going on in that same conversation that you were discussing there. His one criteria that he says is he wants to win. Okay, the Dodgers do spell win. They've been in the playoffs how many years and very consistent. They've won one, but they had a chance to win many others.
Yeah.
Seattle?
Hmm.
I can't say it's happening.
Atlanta.
As much as he might like to be the one that changes that script, I can't say at the end of the day he's going to be the one that is the flip of that script. Yeah.
Atlanta.
My worry is the Mariners dump that pile of money on. They're not going to be able to build a team on it. He's Anaheim 2.0.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, where you were just saying, let's say he goes to Atlanta. Okay. Atlanta's been winning a lot, and they were the best team in baseball in an outfield with him, Harris, and Ronald Acuna, the other best player in baseball, would be slightly obnoxious.
Yeah.
Problem is, I don't know if they have all the money that they would want to throw at him and then be able to continue to fill in the gaps that they need to stay good.
Yeah.
Their minor league system has been producing fruit. Obviously, we see Harris and all these guys coming up, the Austin Rileys and whatnot. But those guys are getting more expensive every year as they go through arbitration, too. I don't know if the pocketbooks are bursting open in Atlanta. Maybe they are because they're also in a new ballpark. At least the last few years here. But to me, Blue Jays are in the same kind of neck of the woods on all those conversations. They're on that team on the cusp. They've been in the playoffs a bunch of times. They can't seem to win a game since 2016 in the goddamn playoffs, but that's besides the point. It's still moving in the right direction, and him on this team spells a lot of good.
Yeah.
Where, like I said, I can't say that him being on a team that's currently in Seattle is going to be the difference in the world. I don't know. What do you
think? Do you want to hear something interesting? So if you look at the payrolls of the teams, do you know where the Braves rank, you know, where they sit?
Honestly, I wanted to say they were just outside the top 10.
Yeah, they're number 8, actually.
Okay.
Right so behind the right behind the Jays.
Yeah. That's ironic.
And just ahead of the Rangers. So, I mean, I think that you're right. And I think that one of the other teams that we would be remiss not to mention in that conversation is the Giants. They got a lot of money. They would love to have them. Oh, my God. They would go nuts. A city like that that's so multicultural and has all kinds of, you know, young talent right now. And just imagine them smashing bombs into McCovey Cove, right? Like, I mean, you have to start thinking about these things. Like, I mean, it's whether it's Captain Canada or the guy who's, you know, plunking them into the water or – you know, the savior in LA, like, I mean, imagine him and Mook. Like, I mean, really, come on. As soon as you put him on any other team, like we always thought this about him and Trout and they never did anything, but you put him with any of those superstars that we've talked about, Mookie, Acuna, even the guys in Seattle. I mean, he is going to dramatically shift the pendulum with some team. And I'm with you 1,000,000%. I hope that that team that gets him doesn't do what the Angels did, which is sacrifice everything for him and not be able to put a piece of product on the field that can at least get you to the playoffs. Like, I want to see him in the playoffs once. I want to see him get those at-bats where the pitcher's up there just quivering. Like, where do I throw this thing? I can't. There's nowhere I can throw it, or he's going to put it out. And it's the kind
of watching fear. Randy Johnson come out in the ninth like he did in the World Baseball Classic. And go like, against Mike Trout.
There's a storyline out there for Ohtani. And I mean, I think it runs through a lot of cities right now. There's probably even some that we're not even thinking of that are again in that sleeper category. I mean, are the Yankees going to be in? Of course they are, because they're the gross Yankees. And I mean, a lot of people
that they're angry right now, and they still haven't changed any of their management.
No.
So they're going to try throwing money at it like they always do.
Oh, yeah. But
that would be a way to throw a lot of money at it.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting.
That'll be all right.
I feel like Ohtani is going to move earlier than we think he's going to. I feel like someone is going to tender him a deal that will kind of be a poop or get off the pot. It'll be big enough that's what it'll be. And then Shohei himself will have to start to say, okay, what's the most important thing to me? Is it making $60 million a year? If that is, then you narrow that group of teams that can afford him to one, the Yankees. And then, but he says he wants to win. So he's not going to go there, or that's not going to be his home of choice. But again, every time I think of him going to another team, I'm terrified by the best player on their team and him as a combo.
And just imagine that lineup being ours. You've got Bo, Vlad, and him in the middle of that lineup.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Good luck hiding.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you just said it, and you said it out loud, and it's an actual thing that could happen. It makes no sense to me. And even hearing Mike Trout's name somewhere else, it makes no sense to me. But he's going to go somewhere else if he's smart. And, I mean, God help us if the Dodgers get both of them. Holy Moses.
Like, good luck beating that team. But to that point right now, they also lost some of their pitching, too. And it doesn't look like they're going to be possibly re-signing a couple of their pitchers, too. But
who cares? We'll see. Throw underhand. Pitch underhand.
Just float it in there, Henry. Just float it in there.
Rosenbagger.
Yeah. So I think it's to your point. Ohtani's the first big fish, obviously, that's going to land. But the other fun part about this whole thing is that Yamamoto came out of nowhere. but anyway, he could be the other big piece of this whole thing, too, because maybe he just waits until he does something.
Yeah. He's going to be a different duck, because, again, it's like you said, it's you're taking a significant chance on, whoever goes with this guy, because he's unproven against major league hitters. And I mean, we have seen it before in the past where guys have done well at other levels. Guys do well in the minors, guys do well in Japan, and they come to the majors and they're just not ready to try and throw one by Bryce Harper or Schwarber or Judge or whoever, because
so you're different. Saying that for every Yu Darvish that I get a Hideki Irabu.
Yes. Love Hideki Irabu. He was awful.
He pitched here.
Who was the other guy who hit the
being at Yankees?
Who was the Yankee, the outfielder? I think he was an outfielder. He had a massive head. Oh, Hideki Matsui. I always thought it was funny.
He played well.
They used to make a joke.
He was Godzilla.
When it was bobblehead day, they said when Hideki's bobblehead came up, it was actually a manhole cover because it was the only thing that could fit his whole head on it. Massive dome, size 8 hat.
That size 8 hat. Holy shit, that is a big hat.
That's a garbage pail.
So anyway, on that note, but you're not wrong. Yamamoto could be a complete World Baseball Classic highlight reel, and that could be the end of his career, and you never know. And if he wants that 9 years stuff, I would not be shocked if he's pitching again another season in Japan, because I don't see the Blue Jays shoveling out money for that, for a 9-year deal on somebody that's unproven.
Me either.
Their analytics team won't even let our best pitcher stay in the fourth inning. But why would they bring a?
There's a handful of teams. Yeah, there's a handful of teams. I mean, I feel like the Red Sox will be in on him. They've had success with players from Japan before. They have a culture in the dressing room now of having a couple of Japanese pitchers. They have some Japanese guys on staff, so they're more than willing to take a chance on these guys out of Japan for sure, because it has worked for them, I'd say 50%. But and then of course you've got the dumb Mets. They'll probably be in on it because they don't mind throwing like money on fire. So I mean, it's probably Yankees, Mets, be a few other. The Giants might get into the Yoshi. I don't know. It's interesting because you can't, somebody's going to take a chance on him, and it's going to be a massive flop or a massive win. And, I have seen, and I think we all have, that the Japanese players don't have the staying power usually that you know most of the other major leaguers do. They have 3 to 5 year careers, and
especially pitchers. You know, I think Hideki Arabu had one good year.
Yeah,
and then just vanished in Yankees fandom.
But they throw a lot of pitches,
like you said. Yu Darvish, though, you get a ton of innings out of, and he's been still pretty damn good. But
he's had his ups and downs, though.
Correct, but you look at somebody like Ohtani, anyways. On the flip side of that coin, he's a lot younger than most of them when they come over here, too. Yep. So he more or less knew he wanted to play Major League Baseball, and as soon as he had a chance to exit the Japanese baseball, he was on his way over here.
Yeah,
hence the reason he's 27 still, I think 28.
Yeah, he's it's I don't know. We'll see.
I gotta look it up, so I can't remember how old he is now.
Yeah,
it's not gonna come right up, is it?
Of course not.
Oh, why would it say how old he is? I gotta do math.
Why would it help? Why would the internet ever help you? Didn't Lance Lynn sign as well?
I believe he did.
I think that might have been today.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But there is something that's actually hot off the presses we can talk on.
Ding 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 ding.
It kind of sounds like, to the point. Oh, he's 29, by the way. It kind of starting to sound like to me that the Milwaukee Brewers are fire sailing.
It seems like it. I had no idea before we went on, and you told me, and I've gone and looked. I mean, they let their manager go or trade him. Like I don't know what happened with that.
Craig Counsell was a free agent, and he more or less betrayed his hometown because he was from Milwaukee.
Right.
In the midst of that, I forget where he went. I had to look it up. I want to say the Cardinals. It wasn't the Cardinals.
No,
I didn't look it up again. Anyways, apparently not Corbin Carroll, the pitcher, Patrick Corbin why am I blanking on his first freaking name?
What
Corbin
team?
For the Brewers. I lost the lead since I had it up. Corbin Burns.
Patrick Corbin?
Yeah. Patrick Corbin is the kid for the Diamondbacks. Corbin Burns, meaning amazing good pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, is apparently also on the trade block.
I thought Corbin Burns was the guy that was in Major League. And LA Law.
But yes, that is the hot off the press part.
Well, there you go.
That he is apparently available just as much as the fact that obviously Brandon Woodruff is.
Yeah, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news, breaking stories.
Everybody.
Breaking stories. That's what we do. That's what you get when you come to Jaybird Watching. You get Craig busting the internet. Boom.
Yeah, I'm going to break the internet with that one because I'm sure the Blue Jays won't be able to afford trade prospects for Corbin Burns. You talk about the guy that I had mentioned with Brandon Woodruff. Corbin Burns did that the whole season because he was healthy. So he actually almost single-handedly pitched the Brewers to a playoff spot.
And I don't know why the Brewers are fire sailing. They seem to be in pretty good stead last year. Like, I mean, they were just a couple games out, weren't they?
They were very close, yeah, but I'm wondering if they think they just had to throw too much of a brick of money at everything to maybe get over that hurdle, or they take a 2-year break here and play around 500 because they have some really damn good kids in that minor league system. We saw some of them come up and hit the world on fire a little bit for their first couple of weeks in July this past season. I was playing MLB The Show, and it was like the Topps Now cards that you get during their Dynasty mode there. Yep, it was like 3 weeks in a row. It was Brewers guys with walk-offs, and it was all their kids, and it was rookie card, Topps Now card. So it's really cool, but to that point, maybe that's where they lost their manager. Maybe they're just thinking, hey, this is if we're going to tear it down and get really good again, maybe this is the time.
Yeah, for sure.
If they were that close and just missed it and – wasn't for the right reasons. They also barely made it the year before that too, Jason. So maybe that's part of the hand in hand there.
Could be.
There's plenty of guys there I'm happy to take, including I'm actually very okay with the fact of bringing it, late in the off season, if we are still looking for a DH and Rowdy Tellez is available, I'm all for bringing back big lefty Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
So it's, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean,
I'm not just saying that as I drank beer with him.
I mean, I think that there's a lot of, you know, like as we've sort of gone over, I think there's a lot of there's a lot of guys that are out there that are going to get, you know, a lot of interest. I, you know, it's funny. I just, when you were talking, I was thinking to myself, you know, what about Lourdes? What about, you know, Lourdes Gurriel Jr.? Did you know he's 30? That seems really old.
Because like, he came in because of the whole defecting from Cuba thing.
I wouldn't have thought he was that old.
4 year. Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, you know, there's
even guys like Luis Severino. That could be a great steal.
Yeah.
That are looking for that prove it or, you know, that put up or shut up year. And the Blue Jays could stick it to the Yankees a little bit by stealing him for a fifth starter. I'd be kind of okay with that. See, he was 2 years ago. He was their number one star.
And I think for, you know, potential bats, I mean, Rhys Hoskins is an excellent baseball player who was hurt for a year and now he's available. And he's
and always. The Phillies aren't going to want him back.
No.
Bryce Harper is going to be all day, every day, first base now, it sounds like.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, that's you know, I like him a lot. He is a gamer.
He's also one of the guys that you bring into this clubhouse that is that driving, grinding kind of force, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the always things I've loved about watching Rhys Hoskins as a, you know, outsider watching Philadelphia Phillies baseball. He is one of those guys that you could see lighting a fire under everybody's ass, but the right way, not the other way we were talking about with why we might not want Josh Donaldson back at this point in his career.
I mean, another one that I think is, there's two other interesting ones that I think they're out there. Hunter Renfroe is a player I've always liked. I liked him when he was a Red Sox. He's performed well everywhere that he's gone. He seems to be like the cat that gets left in the pound and gets picked up and then they gets taken back because it shreds the furniture. Or you don't really know what it does wrong. But I mean, he's a good baseball player. He seems to perform wherever he goes. And then the other one, which is really interesting to me, is Harrison Bader. I think Harrison Bader presents a real...
You're just picking up more Cardinals guys, guy. He was a Cardinal.
Yeah. Yankees. Again, we're back. Cardinals. I mean, Harrison Bader is still an excellent athlete.
Correct.
You know, whether somebody can
defense, teach you're going to get Kevin Kiermaier equivalent. Yeah. You just hope he hits like he did is the problem, right?
It's interesting. There's a lot of guys out there and there's a lot of holes that can be filled. And then, you know, of course we haven't even really delved hard into what is below the Jays level and could potentially be fighting its way up through the muck to try and get onto the actual baseball team this year. That's another show for another day, my man. But you know,
I had a cool one for you that I thought I might throw out there in the Blue Jays universe that I've seen a few people talking about, but I haven't seen anybody like, oh, it fits. And I'm kind of sitting here going, I don't know how he doesn't fit. We had Kevin Kiermaier last year, and he's basically younger Kevin Kiermaier with some pop.
Do tell.
Michael A. Taylor.
You know what? It's interesting. So the Jays were actually linked to him 3 weeks ago. Don't know what they had, what the deal, whether they had flown him into Toronto or something. I definitely read something where he was one of their top marked guys. When he was young, because he came into the league really young, I thought that guy was going to be a bona fide superstar. And then
he had a few years there. I was cutting that.
He fell off though.
The one thing that last year sticks out was the fact that, yeah, he slipped a lot in the batting average category, but he did play gold glove level center field. So you're not losing anything like you had from the, obviously, Kevin Kiermaier being the guy that beat him out for the gold glove. But he had 21 home runs and 51 RBIs last year and stole 13 bases.
Yeah, he's
I know
fast.
It sucks that he batted 220, but to me, that his mean is somewhere in the 250 average, right?
Yeah.
If he's healthy and he's doing what he needs to be doing, that's kind of Kiermaier's batting average from last year. And if it's a guy that can drive in some damn runs, this is a buy low guy, like we were talking about. This is filler. I'm saying if you spend a shit ton of money on Shohei Ohtani, this is how you get around the rest of the stuff, by filling in with guys like Michael Taylor.
Yes, for sure.
And to that point, I think if they spent the money on Ohtani, and this is the ulterior motive to the rest of that conversation, let's say you throw all that money. Okay, great. Now we're in the luxury tax and we're staying there, right? We still have holes on this team, but the holes are no longer in that DH spot in the outfield and in that pitching rotation with that one guy. And you fill in with Davis Schneider, Addison Barger, Aralvis Martinez, and all these guys we've been chit-chatting about around the rest of the diamond.
Yeah, I mean,
it could be worse.
Oh, yeah. The big thing for me, Bud, is if I'm so concerned that they're gonna crap the bed here. We have the Jays have a lot of room to crap the bed on this one. And
lay a complete duck here in the midst of the offseason.
They're not the if they don't do anything major, they're not the worst team in the majors. They're still gonna compete. They're not that far removed from where they were this year, but it is an opportunity right now. Sort of, I think they've got three more years on this window of sort of Bo and Vladdy and all of that. I mean, and I'm going to stick with what I said earlier, trade Vladdy. I'm with the fact.
Maybe there's your Trout move right there, sir.
It would be one for one and he would love it. I mean, Vladdy would love it. Go play where his dad played. You know, carry on the Guerrero name in Anaheim. It almost writes itself, you know, and we get a big bat for what used to be a big bat. And, you know,
Trout stays healthy in a lineup where he doesn't have to play center field every damn day.
Right.
You put Varsho in center.
Speaking of the Fire Atkins thing, hashtag, you should phone him and give him that deal. That's a good deal.
That's not a bad one.
Rossi, we'll are you listening? Money,
you take Vladdy. Yeah. Come on, Ross.
Mr. Askins, are you listening? That's a good deal. You should not pass on that. We could get it done this afternoon, I think. I'll call Trout. Yeah. I'll phone him right now.
Yeah. The biggest thing that the Blue Jays management has to do, they have to prove to Blue Jays fans that this is a product worth watching. And they have to do something this offseason, whether it's grabbing Eloy Jimenez, grab a couple of pitchers, whatever it is. They have to prove that this team is getting better. They cannot do another offseason where your biggest splash was Kevin Kiermaier.
Right.
They cannot do that.
They can also not have a shart in the bed like they did with Varsho. That can't happen. Right. That can't happen again. I mean, people are way too smart in professional sports. I mean, even us idiots here, when that was happening, we were like,
who?
You're going to trade the best prospect in baseball for who? And you know,
I think we actually called that episode "What the Varsho."
Yeah, I think so. it's baffling to me. But you know, it's a good thing Gabby Moreno's not doing anything in Arizona. Like, I mean, that's at least we have that, you know, that we can hang our hat on. anyways, so I mean, as long as they don't, you know, trade Bo Bichette for Barry Bonds, I mean, I think we'll be okay. You know, like they have
today,
to
Barry
add some
Bonds, pieces. Not like
the GOAT. Well, there's another guy named Barry Bonds. He's a terrible baseball player.
So I think I remembered mentioning this to you that you and I think we're talking about trades and all that stuff. And a lot of Blue Jays fans jumped right to this Varsho trade being possibly the worst in Toronto Blue Jays history. Do not forget, Blue Jays fans, we traded from the Texas Rangers a shit pitcher, well, good at the time, Esteban Loaiza, hoping that guy would save our rotation for Michael Young. Guy ended up being the face of the Texas Rangers for the better part of almost two decades.
Yep.
It was like Michael Young, Ivan Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez. That was their Mount Rushmore for years.
Yep.
He was a Blue Jay.
That's the old Cam Neely adage.
Yes. In years where we couldn't find a second baseman to save our lives. These are years where Russ Adams was playing on the team and all these kind of guys. And the next best thing, right? That was what we were being told for a million years was Blue Jays fans up the middle and why we couldn't do anything for years with not having it up the middle. And then finally Aaron Hill came along, but we traded him too.
Yeah. We're going down a deep path here. Second baseman.
Oh, it hurts. So anyway, there was some good news in Toronto Blue Jays baseball. I don't know how likely this is to continue and turn into anything, but do you know who officially made the Hall of Fame ballot today?
No. Who?
All I'm going to do is...
Joey Bats did?
Joey Bats is on the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame ballot for 2024.
He won't get in. But good for him.
The leading new candidate is probably Adrian Beltre.
I would say
and
so.
And if Adrian Beltre does not make it, I would be shocked.
Me too. And I hope somebody touches his head at the ceremony.
I hope one of his old teammates just comes up in the middle of it and just taps him on the head. He gives the freak out kind of thing. The other that would possibly be, and I think this is just because of the longevity of his career, the next best first ballot guy is Chase Utley.
Yeah, wow. But, well, I mean, there's a guy that I always liked. I always had a ton of respect for that dude. Like, just Johnny Baseball, like dirt on him at every sec. Like, I don't know if there's ever a time, maybe seconds before the game, where he didn't have dirt on himself.
Yeah, and it sucks too, because if I list these next new or the rest of the first time Hall of Fame ballots, you're like, that's an all-star team.
Yeah.
And you won't even question that fact. So after Chase Utley, you have Joe Mauer. Okay, so there's my starting catcher for how many years in the Major League Baseball All-Star game? I loved watching Joe Mauer, Rochester, New York here too, because that was the Twins connection with back in the day. David Wright, so there's your third baseman. Bartolo Colon, come on.
King of the buffet.
Matt Holliday.
Loved Matt Holliday.
Adrian Gonzalez. Former Blue Jay Jose Reyes, former teammate Jose Bautista is right after that. And this is in order of war. Victor Martinez is the last one.
That's quite a class.
It is quite a brand new class in Major League Baseball. And to your point, if you look at the Hall of Fame worthy career, I think the two that you're looking at are Adrian Beltre and Chase Utley.
Yeah.
I think Joe Mauer's in that. He'll be on there for a few ballots, but he was the catcher in Major League Baseball is why I think he gets in.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%.
So I'd be curious to see where Utley's go, because I really think Chase Utley's career, unfortunately, looks a little too much like Jeff Kent's.
Yeah, oh, does it ever? Oof, that's such a comparable. Holy Moses.
I'm sorry. I have those. I'm good with that. I still collect baseball cards for Christ. So Peyton pulled a couple of good ones again since we had Brian on the show.
Nice.
A couple more jersey cards. And I actually got a, what was it? This is the classic one here. And Blue Jays fans are going to hate me for doing this right now, though.
Oh.
Gabriel Moreno, Stars of MLB rookie card.
Maybe they should have had one of those in the Dougie before they made the trade.
It came right next in the same pack with a Gunnar Henderson one.
No, Lord. That's a good one.
I was like, holy schnites. That's a hell of a pack. Yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to talk out this evening, my friend? Or
not much. Like I said, I'm going to be really interested, to our viewers and everybody that's on the cast and listens. If anything interesting happens, watch for us on Instagram. We try and bump live if anything really cool or big, anything like that drops. Other than that, no, just rock and roll, baby.
I can even be this person now because I can actually say this for the first time. I caved. We are on TikTok now.
Uh-oh. Do we have to learn the dances? I see all these people doing weird stuff with their phone. I assume that's TikToker, unless there's a whole bunch of people having strokes out there.
Yeah. So anyway, the stuff that we are doing on Instagram, it gets auto-posted to TikTok. So Blue Jays fans, if you haven't listened and you haven't figured out that we're all over the place, at Birdwatching GC, that is where you can find us for all of our social media content and just interact and goof around with us. It's the off season. You got something to say? let us know. Yep. Maybe that conversation turns into a guest spot.
Mm-hmm.
This is the barroom chat for Toronto Blue Jays fans, so we're more than happy to have anybody on the show. So on that note, make sure you find us here every week, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 4 p.m. on the West Coast where this other gentleman is. And we're going to make sure we have something fun for you to talk about with us every week, whether it's just more free agent talk like this. We also have some fun games that we're going to be playing here, hopefully in the very near future, along with any of the all guests that we can humanly possibly get from either our friends, jaysjournal.com, which is part of FanSide because we are their official podcast. Make sure you tune in live. If you miss us live, we're on Spotify and wherever you get your podcast pleasures from. Till then, I hope you all have a great weekend. And if you're happen to be on the south side of the border here, have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk soon. Let's go, Blue Jays. 1, 2, 3. Woo! Let's go, Blue Jays.
Thank you for listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, at Birdwatching GC, and our YouTube channel. If you want to support the show and get extra content, please consider joining it to our Patreon at patreon.com/birdwatchinggc. Go Jays go.
Woo!
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.